Welcome to another episode of Controversial Minds. And today I just want to dive into just a random tangent about life as of recently and how I just feel about everything that's going on in my life right now. And just random thoughts, really. So, man, lately I've been working, you know what I'm saying? I work as a car salesman at the current moment. You know, I've been putting out my spoken word poems. And I feel like today was my 150th day, you know. It's a very nice number, you know what I'm saying? I've come a long way in my progression and the way that I have delivered my poems and the way and what I speak about, context in which I speak about it. And I feel actually really proud of the progress that I've made and the progression that I'm making daily and continuously in my craft, you know, in my poetry and things of that nature. And as of lately, you know, I really do feel like I'm pushing into another level of that, just through sheer consistency and sheer fucking consistency. I mean, there's really nothing else besides consistency. When I first started out in my spoken word with Jay, I was really terrified. And even starting out, I was terrified because it's something new, it's something I never did before. I was really getting out of my comfort zone. I never really even told anybody that I wrote poetry. I just kind of started doing this whole spoken word with Jay thing. And it was actually inspired by a video I was watching on Gary Vaynerchuk, and it was with Nipsey Hussle. And they were talking about a plethora of different things, but one thing that he was talking about was putting out consistent content every day. And Gary V mentioned to Nipsey Hussle, which you guys should go check out both of their content because it's absolutely phenomenal if you haven't already. Nipsey just put out a new album, and Gary V puts out more content than a news channel. But they were just talking about, you know, putting out a song every day, and this thought flashed through my head, and it was like, I could put out a poem every day, and I can call it spoken word with Jay. So in that exact moment, that's exactly what I did. I put the plan into action, and the next morning, I woke up, went on a morning hike, found a nice spot, and I did my first spoken word poem. And ever since then, I've been cranking them out. But to talk about my first experience doing that, I was terrified. I was very uncomfortable. I didn't know if I was even putting out something that people would view. Was it worth my time? I just did it. And not only did it feel good, but it really set a different switch off in my mind, because, you know, I liked to do poetry before. It was more so something that I did in private, so I could kind of conceal it. But now I was putting out, you know, my spoken word poems daily, and the way I structured it was every single poem that I've done from the very beginning to now, minus maybe one or two poems, I've done off the top of my head. And that really challenged me to increase my vocabulary, to increase what I was actually talking about. Because it gets to a point where you just can't repeat the same things over and over again, because the message is, I mean, there's really no flavor in that. There's no spark in just repeating the same thing over and over. So what I did was I would base my poems off of how I was feeling in my daily life and how my day was going. And as time continually progressed, I became not only more in tune with myself, but more in tune with the content that I was putting out. And I really started to learn how my thoughts worked, how I viewed things in my life through doing my spoken word poetry. And that really had an effect on me in the perspective of, wow, I didn't really know I felt these ways about some things, or I didn't really know that I was perceiving things this way. But as soon as I got in front of the camera, there was just like this click that happened, and whatever I was feeling would just pour out. And it really is a relief for me, you know. And not only is it relief, but it's a way for me to vocalize how I feel and interpret. And not only vocalize it, but work through it. Because for me, the way I work through things is by first, I mean, I think this might be common across the board, but first you got to know what it is that you want to address. And through my spoken word, I found that I'm able to pinpoint that and articulate that a lot better and a lot more fluent and sufficient way, so that I don't have to constantly wonder and overthink. I know what it is, and I take action on that. And, you know, it's a phenomenal feeling. Another great thing that I've really gotten through doing this spoken word with Jay is I've gotten to see that, you know, things that I thought would be, things that I thought wouldn't be good actually turned out to be some of my best content, and things that I thought would be absolutely phenomenal and smash it just didn't turn out that way. So the beauty in that is you never know what's going to be the piece of content that people like, that the market likes, that consumers like, that supporters like, because we often in life tend to view ourselves from a very harsh perspective and judge ourselves very harshly as far as what we put out and what we say and what we do, because we're looking at everything through our own lenses, not understanding that, you know, that might not be the actual truth about the situation. Because you can never really know what the value is in something until you put it out there. And that's a marvelous thing that this really taught me, because through just going and doing and just putting out stuff and not really caring and not really thinking about it, I was able to see that, oh, there is a value in what I have to say, maybe not what I thought was the value that I wanted to bring. But people are taking away actual value from the content that I'm putting out, which I find to be absolutely phenomenal, absolutely mind-blowing. Because, I mean, prior to, I never thought I could even have this. I never even thought I would put out poetry, you know. And since doing so, I've written my own poetry book. I'm going to write a second one and then a third one after that. But I've just seen myself progress so much as far as how I think about myself, how I think about what I put out, and what I put out in a general sense. And that's really all I have to say in this current moment, but I just really had to get that out because it's been sitting on my mind. And to everyone who hears this, if you got a dream, if you got something that you want to pursue, please pursue it, you know, because It's your calling. It's something that you were put here for. You know, the idea didn't just pop in your head for you to sit on it. It was put in your head so that you could execute on it. Because the execution on your idea is what will deliver you the results that you want. And it's not just execution when everything is fine and dandy. It's execution especially when it's hard. It's execution especially when you don't want to get up. It's execution especially when you don't want to put in that work. And it's expanding on your idea constantly. And it's constantly working hard, but also working very smart. Because there's people out there who laid certain blueprints out, like Gary Vaynerchuk, on how to grow and execute your craft to the T. And one of the main things that Gary V always talks about is, one, patience. You got to have the patience in order to manifest your dreams, because dreams don't just happen overnight. even if it looks like an overnight success, it's not a real thing. Overnight successes don't happen. It's someone who consistently put in work behind the scenes over and over and over and over and over again until they were finally able to make it. And that is the key. And another great key is flat out work. Make zero excuses. Just execute on what you set in motion. Execute on your ideas. Execute on your intentions. Execute on your life, because you only get one life. You know, there's no point in wasting the lives, wasting the talents and the things that we are blessed with. We have to execute on those things, and then through the execution comes recognition, comes building your brand, building up a following, and all those kind of things. This is something that I'm definitely still working through, something that I'm definitely still growing through, something that I'm definitely still really understanding and grasping myself. But I think it is absolutely awesome that I even have the privilege to do this the way that I'm doing it. I'm doing it all through my phone. It's just a different time that we live in, and it's so marvelous. I mean, there's really no excuses that we can make for why we're not doing something. Besides, I mean, there's no excuse we can make at all. Only thing we could say is we didn't want to do it, so we didn't do it. And with all the information and the internet, it's marvelous. There's no excuses. We should all be executing on our dreams. No one should be stuck doing something that they don't like, that they don't favor, a job that they hate. Not to say that we should not work jobs. But if you don't like something and you're not willing to change it, you shouldn't complain about it. In my personal opinion, I believe that anything that I complain about in my life, I have the power to change. So if I don't change it, then I must be okay with it. But that's my own perspective on it. And I mean, just action. Consistent action, man. There's nothing you can't do. You know, there's nothing that you can't accomplish in life. You are abundant, you are a genius, and you have infinite power. But it's up to you to capitalize on that, and it's up for you to figure out what it is that you actually love and that you actually want to go out and execute on. And then just simply go out and execute on it. I believe in the concept of failing miserably until I've won. And you gotta be willing to accept failure in order to actually win. To actually get in a state of winning, you have to be willing to fail. Because if you're not willing to take the risk, then you can never truly win, because you're playing it safe. And as long as you're playing it safe, you can never have the life of your dreams. I know I said it was gonna be done a little while ago, but that last tangent that I spun off of just really fired me up. But this is the actual ending. Thank you for listening to another episode of Controversial Minds. And I appreciate you all, and I love you all. Until next time, if you like it, leave a comment, share, or an applause. Love and light.